About Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, which is the Rambam dramatizes the Isser Kares in a very meaningful way, and the scope of the Isser Kares Echad Ol Halacha Malacha V'Shosa. Then Halacha Beis is a tour de force where the Rambam, if you accept my theory of it, wants to show the three ways that this transcends normal Machalos Asuros, even those that are Asar B'Hanoah. So he says, you know, first of all, the Isra Hanoah is a Din Prati. It's based on Chizkiyah's Lo Yi'achel Chametz. And then the Rambam says, not only that, you know, do you have an Isra Hanoah, but you have an Isra of, one second, you have an Isra of Shehiyah in two senses, and you have an Isra of the Chametz itself and the Davar HaMachmitz, and there's a Shir Echad L'Chulam, without getting into the Rambam Ravid issue there. So what the Rambam means to say, if you again accept this interpretation, is that when it comes to normal Machalos Asuros, you know, what you have is you have the issue being Achila per se. But here what the Rambam I think wants to demonstrate is that it transcends the world of Achila, and it goes into Hana'ah, but in a very specific sense. And the possession of this Machalos Asuros is itself problematic, and production of this Machalos Asuros itself is itself problematic. So it transcends the Isra of Achilas Hagavra and is very much an Isra Chetza, right? So that's why there's an Isra Prati of deriving Hana'ah, Lo Ye'achel Chametz. This Chetza is problematic, ownership of this chafza is doubly problematic, and production of this chafza is problematic as well. Okay, very good. So let's take a look at the Rambam. This is now Halacha Gimel, where the Rambam comes back to the issue of the Isser Shehiyah, and we'll deal today with the unique approach of the Rambam to this matter. Okay. Ilan, you want to do the honors? I just numbered the sources because they were getting more voluminous. So this is a 10th source. Okay, so we have a few hayaros already, just in terms of the last clause in the Rambam of the makas mardus. So very often people will see makas mardus and they'll say, oh, it's because you only violated
a din derabanan.
Right. So is that possible? Is that even a plausible interpretation here? Now, that's clearly wrong, right? You violated not just one, but two Isurei Doraisa. So why do we give you Makas Mardus? So as we'll see in Perek Aleph, this isn't the only time. It's not only one of two times. It's actually one of three times you give somebody Makas Mardus. Because even though, you know, there's a technicality here, Bimahus, we know that Bali Rabbi Matze really is a Lav Sheishbo Maitza, because otherwise, even doing a technical ma'isa wouldn't be sufficient. Ayin lo sachmud, as we've discussed. So here, because there's something grievous about this violation, right? So we assign the makas mardus because even if on a technicality, right, the sort of, you know, you can get off of malkos, we'll still get you on the tax evasion. The rabbis wanted to highlight the chumras ho'avera. Technically speaking, the Torah says you can't get malkos because lo sachsum shor b'disho, right, establishes that you have to do a ma'isa to get malkos. But the rabbis very much wanted to highlight the fact that the essence of the violation really is an active orientation. And so therefore, they assigned rabbinic lashes for a Torah-level violation. And that, I think, is a very critical point here, you know, in the Rambam. Okay, so let's take a look at the Kesef Mishnah. Ephraim, go ahead.
Here we go. Kesef Mishnah, okay. Inner loka v'chulei. Kosov re'em v'yesli t'mo'a. Zaha b'shoresh shi nireh she'en v'chulei. Bueno, si es la aliashib, ze haya ebsar la farish, de inu loca, ela aha, sahu hu is joshna lahim, the chain haya ebsar la farish, a smag, ki apapish, a hosif, a lakos alehem, hainu lafish hispil, inu over, below hispil, inu loca. Ababiko lakam akati kasha, heafina and mishne lahim.
Okay, so the Kesef Mishnah raises the issue of, wait a second, do you really get Malkos? Do you not get Malkos? Okay, the Rambam here stipulates that you need a Maisa. You know, the most important, interesting issue is, you know, why would you differentiate Balira and Balimatze, which is just possession of Chametz, into two separate Lavin? So the Kesef Mishnah says something pretty shocking. Hanira Be'enai.
Hanira Be'enai, the lo yiroa, lo mashma elok shehu, nir arle naim da'afka, the chin mashma the sefer ha-mitzos, mitzvah, reish, mitzvah, reish, aleph.
Okay, so the Kesef Mishnah says something pretty shocking, that in his judgment, he thinks that the Rambam is actually open to the possibility that you could violate Bal Yimatzeh without Bal Yirah. Now, does anybody think that's true, besides the Kesef Mishnah? It's Rav Yosef Karo, you know. If you're going to make a top 10 list of, you know, the Gedolei Halacha, and he's not on your list, so then, you know, it's your fault. It's not his. Okay? So, you know, this is more than just, you know, anybody saying it. But it's very hard for me to believe that this is true. Now, he has the Gemara. Next year, we'll learn the Gemara Be'iyun on Heyomid Beis, and it's a very plausible reading of the Gemara. But in terms of the Rambam, we learned the Sefer HaMitzvos, so I reprinted it. You can take a look inside. And it seems absolutely clear that the Rambam thinks that there is an automatic, what I call the Article 5 mechanism. NATO. An attack on one is an attack on all. So you can get in through the door of Bal Yirah, or you could get in through the door of Bal Yimatzeh. Bal Yimatzeh if it's Enonira, or if it's a Pikadon. If it's a Pikadon, it might not qualify as Lecha. But it still triggers Bal Yirah. What's the critical line? I reprinted it here for you. But there's a critical line in the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos, which makes the Kesef Mishnah's reading very difficult. Anybody, you can call out if you want. You know, the Kesef Mishnah put his stock in the beginning of Reish Aleph, he says, Yirana me'imatzei chamet rushusenu, afilu lo haya nira o haya pikadon, right? So it doesn't technically meet the standard of lo yera, because it's not nira, and it's not lecha, because it's not actually under your bailus. Well, something we'll talk about in a second. But the Rambam comes back and says, Doesn't he also say shnei lavin, like he groups them together, always very good, right, if the Kesef Mishnah are right, it would be a particularly bad thing to quote here, because, you know, you only violated Bal Yimatzeh. Again, Rambam in Aleph and Gimel, inoloka mishum lo yirah v'lo yimatzeh, it's like one unit. The Rambam in Halacha Beis also, hamini l'chametz rishusa v'pesach avu v'shalo achalo over bishnei lavin shnemar lo yirah l'cha se'or v'nemar se'or lo yimatzeh v'teichem. Wait a second, if the Kesef Mishnah is right, why does the Rambam say, as a blanket rule, that you violate both Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzeh? Maybe you can't see it. Maybe you should only violate Bal Yimatzeh. Now, the Makib Patish for all of this is where the Rambam discusses the Yisr Shia, Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, in Perek Dalet. Right? It's just very hard to see the Rambam not thinking that there's an automatic trigger mechanism. Okay, so skipping ahead to the 13th source, let's have... Ben Sio, do you want to just do the honors for us? Kasuv
Batorah. Kasuv Batorah, lo yehira el lecha chametz, yachol im tamen oso, o hivkid oso, biyad goyim, lo yiyya, over tamelo, mar seor lo yimatev v'techan,
Which the Rambam starts out by saying, "Ah, oh, you want to skirt Bal Yira? So there's Bal Yimatzeh to back it up." Lochol lo yehi over alim kein haya chametz beveso, because the pasuk says, "Shivas yamim sor lo yimatzeh bibateichem." Aval yimaya rachug beso basadav yiracharis lo over tamav lomar.
Tamav lomar lo yiracha shelcha.
You skipped a line. Tam lomer bechol gvulcha bechol reshusecha. In other words, Bal Yira there is backs up the Bal Yimatzeh because Bal Yimatzeh is bevateichem and lo yira lecha chametz lo yirchas or bechol gvulecha anywhere. So the Rambam is showing you that wherever you want to run from Bal Yimatzeh, Bal Yira will be. Whenever you want to run from Bal Yira, Bal Yimatzeh will be. Okay, so let's go on a little bit. Yachol yichay levarim reshusu chametz shel goy o shel hekdesh. Tamalomar.
Tamalomar, lo yira elecha. Sorry.
Good. So in other words, it has to be yours. If it's hekdesh, it's not yours. If it's a guy's, it's not yours. Shachay taro v'taro shalchem shalgavoa. Halamata.
Sorry, I'm having trouble with the computer.
That's okay. It's okay. I'll take over. I didn't realize. My... So halamata shachamit shal Yisrael. Iminicho b'reshuso, afilu tamon, afilu b'ir acheres, afilu mufgad b'yad goyim, hareza over mishum, lo yira'a, ve, lo yimatze. So, is this proof positive? Yeah, it's clear. If it were possible that the Rambam thought that it's a tamon, or it's a pikadon, and therefore you only over lo yimatze, now's the time to say it. So the Rambam is showing you that each pasuk has a chumrah, and there's a kula, by the way, in Bal Yira'a, that it has to be yours, but each pasuk has a chumrah that makes the scope broader. If it wasn't for Bal Yira'a, so you could bury the chametz, and that would be enough, or it could be a pikadon, and that would be enough, but fine, and if it wasn't for Bal Yimatzeh, and if it wasn't for Bal Yira'a, so, you could have it outside your house and that would be okay. So the Rambam obviously holds there's a trigger mechanism here. Now, you also notice in the Rambam, and this is something we'll discuss extensively next year, the Rambam puts all the emphasis on bailus, on formal ownership, right? And that's contrary to the Ramban, who says you not only need bailus, but you need reshus as well. You need functional access to the chametz. Okay, and that's an important distinction, which we'll come back to in the Sigyas B'iyot. Yeah, Ilan, please.
Doesn't the Rambam, I think it's like Kefal Alavin, he doesn't count the same lav twice?
Right.
Why would he count both of these if they have the exact same dinim?
Well, they don't have the exact same dinim in the sense that it's what I call a trigger mechanism. So when you accept chametz of a Jew as a pikadon, right? So it's not yours, right? So what'd you violate? You violated Bal Yimatzeh, but it triggers Bal Yira. So it's not exactly the same. Yenison.
And can we say that maybe since the trigger mechanism is only a drash, because you're not, you're not really violating, you weren't Yeroi Chomets if you had become a show Jew. So therefore, can we say that maybe it's a bit different than saying that the connection is Midrash, rather saying that the trigger mechanism is basically a drash and sort of like a Din Derbanan?
The Rambam thinks that you would get two sets of malkos if you tried to purchase chametz on Pesach. Okay, all right. So we'll hold it up here. Tomorrow we'll deal with the parallel issue of chametz avra lava Pesach, which is a direct result of this. Again, please remember the Rambam's utilization of makas mardus for a clear din daraisa. We're going to utilize Makas Mardus to highlight what a serious issue this is on a Doraisa level. Okay, very good. Okay, so we'll pick it up there tomorrow. Everybody, be well, stay healthy. Have a good night.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
Thank you, Rabbi Frippin. Have a great night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. Good night, Rabbi. Thank you.